The Holy Gospel for today comes from John, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 15th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. We continue with the 26th verse. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I hope you don't mind this morning. I really need to get a little more comfortable, okay? The stole's heavy, like I said. There's a lot being carried around on that stole. So I just need to take a break. Need to relax for a moment. It's been a crazy week. So I need to take just a couple minutes. Bear with me. I don't usually get to be relaxed when I preach. Pastor Rod's not here, so I can get away with a little bit more. So I'm getting comfortable. I'm going to get my comfy chair. Something's not right. What's missing? Oh, yes. Well, if we're really going to be comfortable, we better come on over here. Get a nice warm blanket. Yes, it's pink. Yes, it's Zoe's. But she has a lot, so don't worry. If it's good enough for her, it's good enough for me. Nice and comfortable. Yep, this is yours. That's right. But you got more where this came from. Comfortable. Comfortable. Missing something. Can't be comfortable with just a blanket. A pillow. Pillows. Pillows are comfortable. Today, Larry Boy will be a pillow. Comfortable pillow. Comfortable companion. But those that know me know that's not quite enough. What do I need to be truly comfortable and relaxed? Well, that would be the old ball cap, I suppose. There! Comfortable, comfortable, comfortable. If you don't mind, I'm going to take about five. I'll see you in five. Comfortable. Feels good. Nice and comfortable. But you know, something is missing. Something. I just need something, because I know none of this is going to last forever. I'm going to have to get out of this chair eventually. I can't sit here the rest of the service. This blanket, it's going to get really warm, especially with the alb. I'm going to have to get up eventually. This blanket, it's going to be loved. It's going to wither away long time from now, I hope, because it's hard to find these. But it's going to wither away and go. Larry's going to wear out. He's going to lose his stuffing. My hat's going to fade in the sun because I wear it too much. This chair, if I sit in it too long, is going to break underneath me. Eventually, everything's going to break. It's just not good enough. Something's missing. I need something completely permanent. Something more permanent. It's going to all fade away. Some of those things on earth are wonderful. They bring me lots of comfort. I can see around the room. There's some people with blankies. There's some people with hats. There's some people with their favorite coats, their favorite toys, favorite shirts. They're comfortable. They might even have their cell phone in their pocket because it makes them comfortable. They feel naked without it. There's plenty on earth that makes us feel comfortable. But we need something more permanent in our lives to comfort us at all points. Something that won't move when I get out of my chair. This chair is just going to be here. I'm going to put it away. It won't bring me comfort forever. And that's where we find the disciples today, don't we? Yes, they find them there in the gospel. They have had a comfort of Jesus for quite a while now. He's been there talking to them, stumping the church leaders. He's done some healings. He's taught his disciples what really is going on in the world. Things they had never known before. What a comfort to have Jesus with you in person, to answer the hard questions, to heal, to explain all the things about the kingdom. And a bonus, somebody to actually explain the parables. They're hard. They really are. Jesus was there. He wasn't going anywhere for a bit, and it felt like they were probably under that blanket, sitting in the chair. They were comfortable. They had him safe, secure. Nothing was going to change. But Jesus, in just a few verses earlier from where we are today, says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. This is taking place during the Last Supper, and he's telling them, I'm going to go die for you. I'll be with you a bit longer, but soon I'm not going to be here as you've always known, as a human. Things are about to change, never be the same again. And that comfort the disciples may have had was gone, deteriorated, unraveled. Everything that had made them totally comfortable in that moment was about to change. The comfort was worn out, as Jesus was physically not going to be right in front of them any longer for soon. So what now? What can they expect? They're going to be left alone, maybe even lost, unsure about where to go next. Who's going to answer their questions? Keep them on the right path. But this is Jesus' response in that moment, that loss of comfort, that realization. He says this, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. Not for a short amount of time, but forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot see, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you, and I will not leave you orphaned. Jesus does not leave us alone, orphaned. He gave us an advocate, someone to speak on our behalf, to publicly support us, to even plead for us, to be with us. Or another name could be comforter. Jesus goes on a few verses later, and I added these to the gospel for today. And he goes in more in depth about the advocate. The advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. What a comfort. What a comfort to have in this advocate. To speak on our behalf, even though we don't deserve it in our sinful lives and we fall short. And it will speak to us not in secret but publicly, even plead for us when necessary. It continues to walk with us daily, reminding us all that Jesus said and what Jesus did for us. Reminding us in those words that Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Wow, how long has it been since I preached? Really? We forgot how that went. Christ is risen, he's risen indeed. Hallelujah. That's right. Reminds us of that. It's still the Easter season. You're not getting away with it. It's still there. It reminds us of that all the time. Continues to teach us. It will continue to learn every day with us. Remind us daily of how Jesus is at work in the world around us and in our lives. Sometimes the advocate will even push us to do things we never thought we would do or could do. It's a comforter that will never go away. And Christ never goes away either. He's with us today and always. As I said before, those earthly things that bring us comfort, and they absolutely do. They make us feel safe and secure, comfortable. They'll pass away. Loved ones will pass away. Chairs will break. Blankets and toys will wear out. We'll go searching for something else to take its place. But there's one comforter that will never leave us and never wear out. The advocate and Jesus Christ. They continue to go with us daily. They don't leave you abandoned. They are with you and they can never be lost. This comfort is what the good news is with us in the good times and the bad. Our happy times and our sad times. It will never stop being there and will never be orphaned. What an amazing comforter that is, Spirit and Jesus. The amazing promise that they give us, forgiveness of sins, grace, life everlasting, and the promise that we'll never be alone again. Never. We'll be with you forever. Listen to the lyrics of the hymn of the day that we're about to sing and hear those words about Christ and the Spirit will raise you up and continue to comfort you and hold you in the palm of their hands, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's a comfort that will be with you always. And that's the kind of comforter I'm glad to have in my life, one that will never go away. Thanks be to God for that comfort, that peace, that promise that Jesus gives us and is in our hearts today and always. Amen.